Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right. Good afternoon. Yeah, I really felt like I was hit by inflation yesterday and the day before. 2 days ago, I filled up for gas, $3.99 a gallon. And yesterday, went to the grocery store, and one of the stores that I stopped at, I didn't get that much, and I'm not buying expensive meat or anything like that. And it was $65, and I got one bag. It all fit in one bag, $65 worth of stuff. Wait a second here. I got something playing here that should not be playing. Okay. Wait a minute. Okay, there. I ended that. Okay. All right. So, so I feel like I've been hit by inflation. And inflation has escalated in June, and it's in part because of Trump's tariffs starting to take effect. Starting to, as this article says, take a bite. Consumer prices rose 2.7% in June from earlier, from last year at this time. So it's up. Again, I never thought Donald Trump was going to end inflation day one. He told voters he was going to end inflation day one. That didn't happen. I'm not surprised it didn't happen because presidents, again, just don't have that kind of control over the economy and in inflation. So is there something that you've stopped buying? Or are you continuing to buy everything that you were buying and you're just charging things or you're taking out of savings? Have you honestly stopped buying anything as a result of inflation? I'd love to hear from you. The Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. What have you stopped buying because of inflation? Or what have you done to, again, compensate for the fact that things are costing more? Mainly groceries and gas are leading the inflation charge. And these were two things that Donald Trump said he was going to end. So, I mean, there've got to be some Trump supporters who were upset by this, that inflation is still hurting them 6 months into his first year. And again, I know it's early in his administration. I mean, I get that, but people thought, you know, right away inflation was going to end, and people really believe this stuff. They really do. They believe when somebody says something that, especially when it's Donald Trump, they believe he's going to do it, but it was not able to happen. Coleman, can you think of anything that you've cut back on because it costs more now?
Orange juice.
Seriously, orange juice.
Yeah, simply orange juice and some eggs that I used to buy. So I stopped buying eggs and I stopped buying orange juice.
So what have you replaced them with?
Nothing.
Really?
Nothing. I just don't buy it.
So instead of the screwdriver, you just drink the vodka straight.
There it is. But no, yeah. I've been drinking like little cans of zero calorie sodas and some juice. But yeah, I don't buy orange juice anymore and I don't buy eggs anymore.
So orange juice really went up and eggs went up too.
And bacon, which hurts my heart. I love bacon. Yeah. Bacon has gotten a bit too pricey. And now that I think about it, beef chunks. I used to buy little beef chunks. But now I just get the pork instead of the beef because the pork is a bit less expensive.
Okay.
There's a lot now that I think about it. But I haven't thought about it because I stopped buying it like months ago.
Yeah, I mean, it has affected people. And, you know, if you don't cut back on something, if you continue to buy it, then why are they ever going to lower the price? If the price goes up and you continue to buy it, why are they going to lower the price? So, no, I would really like to talk to you. Is there something that you have cut back on because of inflation? The Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Look, I'm going to be honest. I don't, it's costing me more. I don't have to cut anything out, but I still have less money, and I might think about cutting things. I might think about cutting some things out because of inflation. And I had noticed that I don't drink a lot of orange juice. I should, but I don't. And I might try to notice that about orange juice. I've got eggs. I don't eat eggs that often. So even if I buy eggs and they're expensive, they're not that expensive. But is there something that you've cut back on because of inflation? Again, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. So we're all interested in what's going to happen with this storm. It could be named Dexter if it becomes a named storm. It's crossing over Florida. It's coming from Orlando. I guess that would be the Daytona Beach area as well. Daytona Beach, Cocoa Beach, that part of Florida. And it's coming across Florida. And it's going to get in the Gulf of Mexico. Now, how long does it stay over the water? Does it get close enough to the land to where that sort of cuts back on the development? Chances are it's going to develop. It's either going to be nothing, just a tropical system, a wave, or it's going to become a tropical depression, or it's going to become a named storm. And again, if it becomes a named storm, it's going to become Dexter. Let's just hope this is just a rain event. Let's hope it's not that bad. If it becomes a tropical storm Dexter, then chances are it's going to be a wind event and a rain event. But we're all watching this. And if you want to go get stuff to, you know, get prepared for something that might happen, you know, the power goes out or something like that, you're not wasting your time. And I'm not alerting you to do something that you shouldn't do, because this time of year, everybody should have what they need in the event that a storm comes. So if you do get ready for whatever thing we have, and look, relative to other storms that we've had, this storm is just not going to have enough time to develop into anything big. However, having said that, I don't think we should ever take any storm for granted. It's still, if it becomes a storm, it's still a storm, and we have to take that seriously. But a lot of people are watching that. All right, so House Republican Representative Mike Collins blamed the riots in the summer of 2020 on former President Joe Biden. The riots that took place after the police officer murdered George Floyd, which was all caught on camera, in May of 2020. The riots that took place, the demonstrations that broke out across this country, all of this is because of Joe Biden. It's a result of President Joe Biden. This was 2020. Do you know who was president in 2020? Donald Trump. Donald Trump was president. So here is this Republican on Capitol Hill blaming Joe Biden, and Donald Trump was president. I mean, are these people really, I mean, are they just stupid? I mean, we hear that kind of stuff from listeners once in a while. Listeners will call up and say something idiotic like this. But I mean, you'd think that these people on Capitol Hill would know better. They would know who's president. And I mean, you know, what I'm doing is I'm calling out Representative Mike Collins. I mean, what is the defense of this? Yeah, you make mistakes, but you don't make a mistake in a speech before Congress like this. You don't get up and make a speech. You know, sometimes I make mistakes on this show. I try never to, but sometimes we make mistakes on this show. But this is a live talk show where we talk about a lot of different things, and a lot of stuff is going on, and people are constantly calling in, and I never know what the next person is going to want to talk about. But for somebody to have a prepared speech and get up and speak and blame the 2020 riots on Joe Biden is totally idiotic. And Mike Collins did it, and that just shows, it shows the vicious nature of some people. It shows how vicious some of the right-wing radicals are. That they will do anything and everything they can to blame Joe Biden. Joe Biden's not president anymore. Joe Biden wasn't president in 2020. But their goal, I mean, I think this exposes the goal of not only the followers, but also some of the leaders in the Republican Party. It shows how malicious they are. It shows how they just go out of their way to attack That's all they care about is attacking and making Joe Biden look bad. Joe Biden looks bad enough. Nobody has to do anything to make Joe Biden look bad. All right, you got a comment. The Okinawa Jewelers talking text line 504-260-1870. Also, Ghislaine Maxwell, she was Jeffrey Epstein's accomplice. She was the one who groomed the girls to be with older men. What do you think that process was like, grooming the girls to be with older men? Okay, they're going to be wrinkly. They might stink a little. There might be noises coming out of different parts of their body. You know, I mean, it might be kind of disgusting, but just hang in there because we're going to pay you. I mean, is that what that would be like? You know, when they, I don't want to go any further with that, but I mean, it would be kind of disgusting, I think, to groom them. But anyway, this is what she did. So she knows. She was Jeffrey Epstein's accomplice in getting the girls ready. She knows some of the men who were involved with these girls. She is ready to tell the truth. She says she wants to reveal the truth about the pedophile client list. Why not let her do that? I hope she does. But there are going to be people who are going to try and stop her from doing that. I would give her a deal. If I were the prosecution, I'd give her a deal. I'd say, you tell us who's on the list and we'll let you go. Or you tell us who's on the list and we will give you a lighter sentence. She should have been able to get a deal out of having that information. But I don't think that really actually worked out for her. But now she's ready to talk. And I hope she does. Because, again, I'm sticking with this idea that we should know the names of those people. And it's not just about being voyeuristic. It's about exposing these people for what they are. And these men who did this should not be able to get away with it. They shouldn't. They should be exposed. All right, if you've got a comment, the Okinawa Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. We're going to get to some of your texts coming up here in just a few minutes. It is summertime, and today it feels like it. Yeah, it is hot. You know, look, I hope if that storm is going to come here, or whatever it is, I hope it brings us some rain. I hope there's no flooding, and I hope it brings us a relief from the hot temperatures, and then that's all that it does. And then it's out of here for the latter part of the weekend. That would be an ideal situation. I hope it works out that way. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be right back on WWL.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1956, at the age of 13, Frankie Lyman became the youngest artist to have a top hit in the UK with this song, Why Do Fools Fall in Love? And here it is, 2025, and we still don't know the answer to that question. I'm Scoot on the Air. Let's get to a couple of your calls. Let's go to the Gulf Coast and, wait, the guy's name is Dexter. Dexter, you're on WWL. Welcome to the show. Hello, Dexter. Now, if the storm gets into the Gulf and becomes a storm, if it becomes a name storm, the next name is Dexter. So I don't know what happened to Dexter. I guess he's gone. But anyway, Dexter was calling in from the Gulf Coast. Let's go to Walter in Folsom. Walter, welcome to WWL.
Well, I hope Dexter didn't drown.
Yeah, I hope so, too. But you know what? He was in and out of here in a hurry, so I hope that happens if the storm becomes Dexter.
Well, I'm 80 years old. I have patience. Let me just say this. When you talk about inflation, which you did, up 2.1% since the first of the year, you have to realize inflation is graded against income rise. Income is up 3.2%, so technically income is better than the rate of inflation, which means there is no inflation. That's how you grade whether or not inflation is real or not.
Okay, well, I guess you know more than the people who put out the information.
It depends who's putting it out.
Yeah, okay. I get it.
You know that, and you know as well.
But I can tell you that, but a lot of people, I mean, a lot of people are making the same amount of money. Like, I don't have an increase over the last couple of days, and inflation just seemed to hit me the last couple of days kind of hard. So I get what you're saying, but a lot of people are complaining about inflation because it's very real to them. The fact that overall incomes have gone up, there may be a distorted group that is showing more of an increase than others, but a lot of Americans are affected by inflation.
There's no doubt about it. Now, let's talk about gasoline. You said you paid $3.99. That was premium price.
Yeah, it was.
Here in Folsom, yeah. A premium is $3.49.
Okay.
A medium is $2.49. And regular is $1.99. Come to Folsom, folks, to get your gas.
Well, it's not worth driving there. You know,
it's not worth living there, believe me.
Well, no. So like, obviously, you know, you're going to find lower cost in a place like Folsom, and that's, you know, good for you.
It is. There's no doubt about it. But I just wanted to touch that on when it comes to inflation versus whatever.
Yeah, I appreciate you bringing that up. But, you know, again, a lot of people are impacted by inflation. But, Walter, I appreciate the call, and I'm glad you're listening to our show. Let's go to Roger in Thibodeau. Roger, welcome to WWL.
Afternoon, Scoot.
Good afternoon.
I called to say that when 2025 started, my house insurance went up 59%.
Oh, ouch.
And my Social Security this year went up a little.
Wow.
It's making things harder.
Yeah. I can imagine. Roger, is there something that you're doing without because of inflation?
I spend less of the time at the grocery store.
Okay. What are you cutting out? What are you not buying that you used to buy?
Pies. Like regular round pies, big pies.
Like pies, okay.
Stuff like that, and some meat products.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sorry you're dealing with that. I mean, it's a real-world problem for a lot of people, and I hope it calms down soon for you.
Well, I know how to cook some, so I've learned how to get through.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Well, Roger, you have a good attitude. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Patrick in New Orleans. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, how are you doing, Scoot?
Good.
Hey, Chuck roots is like $25 in some places. You used to be able to get that for, you know, $13, and that was something I really enjoyed.
Wow.
I haven't bought a Chuck roots in a year.
Wow.
But look, I wanted to bring this up. It was around 2016, Rolling Stone did an article on Trump. Trump had the Miss Universe pageant for 2 decades. Now, those girls used to complain about him walking back there. They're 15 years old.
Yeah.
and he was walking back there while they were naked.
Yeah.
Now, people can actually look this stuff up. He said this on the Howard Stern show, that was one of the perks.
Yeah.
And Jeffrey Epstein was also his friend. So, you know, these people that are complaining have no, they know, he said he told them who he was. And, you know, it's pathetic.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy. It's kind of disgusting. And I do remember that story where he, you know, bragged about walking around back there while they were, you know, changing. And you know, there's a point where they're totally naked.
Yeah, it's not fake news. It's totally documented. And this is what came out of his mouth. So, you know, at this, why would a man his age owned the Miss Universe pageant? Think about that.
Yeah.
Like, what are the benefits that he would get out of that?
Well, having a lot of young, beautiful people around him.
That's one. Maybe his friends might enjoy that, too. Like
maybe.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Maybe he shared it with his friends, yes. Maybe it was a fertile grounds for him to find people. I don't know.
You work in the entertainment industry.
Yep.
And you know how it is.
I do. Oh, I do.
You have a good day.
Yeah, listen, Patrick, I appreciate you bringing that up. It is true. And I hadn't thought about that in a long time. But, yeah, Donald Trump used to walk backstage. And, you know, there's a point. I mean, there's a point between changing from one thing into another. Like, for example, when they're changing into their bathing suits, they're totally naked. And I'm sure Donald Trump would time it to where he would walk back there in the backstage area when they were changing. And so it's really it's rather creepy and rather disgusting. All right, Joe, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Joe.
Scoot, you're the biggest hypocrite I ever met in my life.
Oh, man, come on. Tell me why. Tell me why.
Trump loves beautiful women. His wife knows 17 languages. He kicked Jeffrey Epstein off of Mar-a-Lago because he was trying to pick up a 14-year-old girl. But let me pivot from there.
Yeah, where'd you get that?
The really weird thing about how you're such a hypocrite is that, you're such a hypocrite in so many ways. I done forgot. I have to let you go, dude, because you're fucking...
Well, if you can't keep yourself together, Joe, and say it without profanity, we're going to have to just dump you. I mean, some of you might have heard that if you're listening on the Odyssey app, you hear it all. But, I mean, it's, you know, guys just, you know, get so upset. And where do you get the information about that? I mean, I don't hear every single story, but, you know, if there's a story out there that Donald Trump kicked Jeffrey Epstein off of Mar-a-Lago, I don't know. Did he? Maybe he did. I don't know what Melania speaking different languages has to do with this. But, Joe, if you want to call us back, if you can really pinpoint why you think I'm hypocritical, you can certainly do it. You know, I try not to be. But, I mean, I'm sure that there are times when I'm just a little bit hypocritical. But I really try not to be. And when it comes to just things that are just blatantly hypocritical, I try not to be hypocritical in that way. All right, if you have a comment, the Okanagan Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I mentioned this earlier, but Candace Owens, who's been a Trump supporter for a long time, is wavering. And, you know, this is happening a lot. There are Republicans, there are Trump supporters who are wavering in terms of their support for Donald Trump. And she says that Donald Trump must think that his political base is stupid over the whole Jeffrey Epstein scandal and controversy. She says, it seems like he thinks his base is stupid. She says, that's how I feel. And I feel like he thinks his base is stupid. Because you can't say you've got the files. You can't say you're going to release the files and then say, oh, suddenly the files don't even exist. I mean, that's kind of ridiculous. Kind of really bothered by the idea that Joe thinks I'm a hypocrite. I wish you could have kept it together and told me why I'm such a hypocrite. If you want to join us with a comment, the Okanagan Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to, is it Quinn? Is it Quinn? Hey, Quinn, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. I had to check that out. That guy Walter, I think he's full of it. He's lying. There's no gas in Folsom for $1.99. I don't see anything on the gas, buddy. I Googled it. I don't see anything.
Okay. Well,
the average price is
I love when the audience does fact-checking on the audience, so I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'd
like him to call back and tell us the name of the station that is selling gas for $1.99, because otherwise it's a lie.
Yeah, that seemed pretty low to me. And I'm on the air. I couldn't check it, but I appreciate you checking that for us, Quinn.
All right. I'll wait for him to call back and let me know what station it's at.
All right, Quinn. I appreciate that. Yeah, that's fun. You know, I mean, there are a lot of people out there who are ready to fact check the audience. Let's go to Janice in New Orleans. Hey, Janice.
Hey, how you doing, Scoot?
Good.
Yeah. No, I just looked online here. And I'm seeing that Melania speaks 6 languages.
Yeah, 17 seemed kind of much.
I think that gentleman said 17,
yeah. He did.
That's just a little bit much. Now, I just don't really understand this. I saw the other day, I found it, I can't find it right now, but the other day I actually saw it with my own eyes. It was Donald Trump when he was younger, sitting next to a younger Epstein, and they had this gal, she... I don't know, she looked like she might have been of age or something, blonde hair anyway. She's sitting on Epstein's lap. And Trump has his hand not on her knee, but sort of like,
on the inside of her thigh.
Inside, right, by her thigh, but kind of, on the inside of the leg, not the outside of the leg. And I'm looking at this and I'm asking myself, why did he even have to touch her at all? I mean, why did he have to put his hand on her leg at all? It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, Janice, we talked about this briefly yesterday, and we kind of think mm-hmm. that might have been photoshopped, that it might not be a real picture. We don't know for sure. I'd like to get the truth about that, because I certainly don't want to spread any rumors. But we think that it might be photoshopped.
Now.
Yeah, I looked at it too.
It looked
real.
Yeah, I wanted to look for it, and I found it, but, I mean, maybe it's real and maybe it's not. I don't know. But they did, if they do have papers, first they said they had, the woman said she had it on her desk, Bondi, and everything. And well, I have it. It's right on my desk. Oh, well, now it never existed. Well, I mean, she was either lying then or she's lying now.
Right.
And this whole thing is not good. I don't like it. But people... get off this for a second, and I'm going to ask everybody within the sound of my voice. I don't care if you like me, hate me. I don't care about your politics. But please, I'm going to do it. Everybody needs to do it. Let's pray tonight. Let's get on our knees and pray to God that we can get through whatever is looming out there, that it's just going to be, rain anything serious, because... Yeah. We really don't need that. We truly don't. So I'm going to be praying for everybody.
All right, Janice.
And I hope we can join together in that. And you have yourself a nice day, Scoot. Okay.
I appreciate that. All right, thank you, Janice. Yeah, I think we're going to get through that. Okay. Listen, let me just say that if Melania speaks 6 languages, I have total admiration for her. She's a beautiful woman. I have admiration for her. She doesn't speak 17. I'm not going to criticize her for speaking 6 languages, because that's more than I can speak. But, it just goes to show you, I mean, that guy, Joe, who called, people are so desperate to defend Donald Trump that they make stuff up. And 17 languages? I mean, if she only speaks 6, I mean, get the facts right on that, or at least be close. But, the guy was so upset he had to, drop a profanity, drop the F-bomb while he was trying to, figure out how he wanted to point out that I was hypocritical, and he couldn't quite figure it out. Anyway, Melania apparently speaks 6 languages, which is a lot. And, Walter, if you want to call back and tell us the gas station that has the gas for $1.99, we'd love to hear it, because you've been called out. Somebody thinks it's not true. All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar on this day in 1983, the sequel to Saturday Night Fever, Stayin' Alive, debuted in movie theaters, starring John Travolta, music done by the Bee Gees. This is The Woman in You by the Bee Gees. I saw this movie. I saw the movie Stayin' Alive, and it wasn't anywhere near Saturday Night Live. It was kind of hokey. John Travolta's character goes on and auditions for a Broadway show, and I don't remember much about it except that he sweated a lot. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1973, Grand Funk Railroad released We're an American Band. You know, I'm old enough to remember when these songs were first being released as hit singles. All right, yeah, hit that cowbell. We need more cowbell. Grand Funk. One of the epic rock bands of the 70s. I'm Scoot. Let's go to Ed Niles and Jeff. You're on WWL. Good afternoon, Jeff.
That's pretty good, Scoot. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So, yeah, I just have kind of a comment. This was getting at Trump's mindset, I guess. So, I remember at Helsinki when he gave that interview with Putin, and basically he was being asked, you know, if there was Russia involved, and he says, I don't know why there would be any involvement. Then he faced some blowback of that, and he had a cabinet meeting, right? So all these people were there, and he had clarified his sentence. He said, well, what I really said, which he didn't say, but what I really said is, I don't know why it wouldn't be. So he actually said at that time, that's kind of like a double negative.
Hmm.
Anyway, so he gave a Fox News, I believe, interview just last week or something about maybe Maria or somebody was interviewing him about, you know, any involvement he might have in the Epstein case. And so he actually said, he goes, I don't think, and then he paused, I'm not involved. So basically, that's a double negative, right?
Yeah.
Take out the double negatives, and what that says is, I think I'm involved.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so imagine this guy, he wanted, who's that guy from Florida as his attorney general he wanted, his first pick that didn't get nominated, the sex offender guy?
I'm drawing a blank here.
Northern Florida. Matt Gaetz, right.
That. Matt Gaetz, yeah.
Man, that'd be the perfect guy to be in charge of the whole thing, right?
Oh, yeah. He'd still be looking at the videos.
Anyway, I just wanted to, I thought that was pretty interesting. That's basically, it's a giveaway, right? So
yep.
I don't think I'm not involved. Well, that just says it all for me.
Man,
right?
Listen, I love the work you did on that, Jeff. I appreciate the call. All right, Dexter from the Gulf Coast is back with us. So Dexter, there could be a storm in the Gulf. If it becomes a storm, it would be named after you.
Hello.
Hey, Dexter.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me, Scoot?
I can hear you, Dexter.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Oh, sorry, I've tied my radio on. I'm turning the radio off. I'm off out of Southwest Pass.
Okay,
and,
wow.
I know y'all talking politics, which I'm not really into that.
That's all right.
I do a lot of fishing. I work.
We're talking about a lot of things.
But that's okay, but I enjoy your bumper music, your show. I was in radio in California before I got an oil and gas business.
Cool.
I'm offshore right now. And Scoot, I want to tell you, it's so beautiful because you got a front coming in from the storm, I guess. It's so far away, but the water is crystal clear blue. It hadn't been a lot of activity, so the water right now is just so crystal clear on one end, and the other side of the rig is dark and it's like nefarious looking. It's the hue. We don't realize how much beauty we have in the Gulf, and I know it's way offshore. But if somebody can get out here, I could show you some pictures on your Facebook page.
Dexter? Where does the blue water start in the Gulf?
It depends on the season because, all that silt comes out the river, and so it's going. That's why Gulfport beaches are not so great and Destin's so nice. So you're looking at, on a good day, 40 miles. If you got a good tuna boat, you can get out there soon. But I'm working for – I'm not going to mention the name of my company.
Okay.
I work security on – I do – we come on the rigs and make sure nobody's doing things unsafe by doing extra activities like alcohol and other things, and so.
You can't drink on a rig. You can't have a couple of beverages on a rig.
No, not now. I mean, if you have a certain time frame there. But listen, I wanted to tell you, I enjoy your show. I don't want to hog the airtime.
All right.
But you're an icon. The only thing I don't like is you own my president all the time and my mayor.
Well,
so I love the mayor. I think she's a great woman. And I love Donald Trump. I believe in everything he says, and I think you're kind of hard on him. But I love you, Scoot. You're an icon. Thank you.
Dexter, I appreciate that. Yeah, as I said earlier, we had a call like that earlier. That's the biggest compliment is when somebody
can
doesn't agree with
your politics but still appreciate you as a person. See how easy that was?
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to hate me just because we disagree. I mean, we disagree. That's what Americans do. Americans disagree. Our founding fathers disagree with each other. There was a lot of disagreement in the formation of this country. So disagreeing is quite an American thing. So, yeah, I always appreciate it when somebody says, well, I don't always agree with you, or sometimes somebody says, I never agree with you, but I like the show. Because, look, my job is to entertain you. That's my job. And sometimes we entertain through information, and sometimes it's politics, but we talk about a lot of other things on this show and not just politics. Even on days when we're heavy into politics, we still talk about a lot of other things to just break the monotony of just talking about politics all the time. All right, we got to get to a break here. We'll be back to wrap up the show. Happy birthday today to Alicia Bridges. She was known for this one hit. She was kind of a one hit wonder. In fact, I think she was a one hit wonder. I love the nightlife. This was big in the disco era. Happy birthday to Alicia Bridges. She's 72 years old today. And this was one of the great disco songs. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1973, Grand Funk Railroad released We're an American Band. You know, I'm old enough to remember when these songs were first being released as hit singles. All right, yeah, hit that cowbell. We need more cowbell. Grand Funk. One of the epic rock bands of the 70s. I'm Scoot. Let's go to Eden Isles. And Jeff, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Pretty good, Scoot. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So, I just have kind of a comment. This was getting at Trump's mindset, I guess. I remember at Helsinki when he gave that interview with Putin, and basically he was being asked, if there was Russia involved, and he says, I don't know why there would be any involvement.
then he faced some blowback of that, and he had a cabinet meeting, right? So all these people were there, and he had clarified his sentence. He said, well, what I really said, which he didn't say, but what I really said is, I don't know why it wouldn't be. So he actually said at that time, that's kind of like a double negative.
Hmm.
Anyway, so he gave a Fox News, I believe, interview just last week or something about maybe Maria or somebody was interviewing him about, you know, any involvement he might have in the Epstein case. And so he actually said, he goes, I don't think, and then he paused, I'm not involved. So basically, that's a double negative. Right,
yeah.
Take out the net double negatives, and what that says is, I think I'm involved.
Ha! Oh, man.
Yeah, so imagine this guy, he wanted, who's that guy from Florida as his attorney general? He wanted his first pick that didn't get nominated, the sex offender guy.
Oh, I'm drawing a blank here.
Northern Florida. Matt Gaetz.
Matt Gaetz, right. Matt Gaetz, yeah.
Man, that'd be the perfect guy to be in charge of the whole thing, right?
Oh, yeah. He'd still be looking at the videos.
Anyway, I thought that was pretty interesting. That's basically, it's a giveaway, right? So
yeah.
I don't think I'm not involved. Well, that just is. It just yep. says it all to me.
Man,
right?
Listen, I love the work you did on that, Jeff. I appreciate the call. All right, Dexter from the Gulf Coast is back with us. So Dexter, there could be a storm in the Gulf. If it becomes a storm, it would be named after you.
Hello.
Hey, Dexter.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me, Scoot?
I can hear you, Dexter.
Hello?
Yeah. Hello.
Oh, sorry, I've tied my radio on. I'm turning the radio off. I'm off out of Southwest Pass.
Okay,
and,
wow.
I know y'all talking politics, which I'm not really into that.
That's all right.
I do a lot of fishing. I work.
We're talking about a lot of things.
But that's okay. But I enjoy your bumper music, your show. I was in radio in California before I got in oil and gas business. And I'm offshore right now. And, Scoot, I want to tell you, it's so beautiful because you got a front coming in from the storm, I guess. This thing is so far away. But the water is crystal clear blue. It hadn't been a lot of activity. So the water right now is just so crystal clear. On one end, and the other side of the rig is dark, and it's like nefarious looking. It's the hue. We don't realize how much beauty we have in the Gulf, and I know it's, you know, way offshore. But if somebody can get out here, I could show you some pictures on your Facebook page.
Where does Dexter? Where does the blue water start in the Gulf?
It depends on the season, because you know all that silt comes out the river, and so it's going. That's why Gulfport beaches are not so great and Destin's so nice. So you're looking at, on a good day, 40 miles. If you got a good tuna boat, you can get out there soon. But I'm working for, I'm not going to mention the name of my company. I work security on, I do. We come on the rigs and make sure nobody's doing things unsafe by doing extra activities like alcohol and other things. And so.
You can't drink on a rig? You can't have a couple of beverages on a rig?
No, not now. I mean, if you have a certain time frame there. But listen, I wanted to tell you, I enjoy your show. I don't want to hog the airtime.
All right.
But you're an icon. Only thing I don't like is you own my president all the time and my mayor.
Well,
so I love the mayor. I think she's a great woman, and I love Donald Trump. I believe in everything he says, and I think you're kind of hard on him. But I love you, Scoot. You're an icon. Thank you,
Dexter. I appreciate that. Yeah, as I said earlier, we had a call like that earlier. That's the biggest compliment is when somebody
can
doesn't agree
with your
me.
Politics, but still appreciate you as a person. See how easy that was?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's you don't have to hate me just because we disagree. I mean, we disagree. That's you know, it's what Americans do. Americans disagree. Our founding fathers disagree with each other. There was a lot of disagreement in the formation of this country. So disagreeing is quite an American thing. So, yeah, I always appreciate it when somebody says, well, I don't always agree with you, or sometimes somebody says, I never agree with you, but I like the show. Because, look, my job is to entertain you. That's my job. And sometimes we entertain through information, and sometimes it's politics, but we talk about a lot of other things on this show and not just politics. Even on days when we're heavy into politics, we still talk about a lot of other things to just break the monotony of just talking about politics all the time. All right, we got to get to a break here. We'll be back to wrap up the show. Happy birthday today to Alicia Bridges. She was known for this one hit. She was kind of a one-hit wonder. In fact, I think she was a one-hit wonder. I love the nightlife. This was big, big in the disco era. Happy birthday to Alicia Bridges. She's 72 years old today. And this was one of the great disco songs. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. All right, Sports Talk is coming up next with Mike Dettillier. Guest host Jeff Nowak. The Power Slap League is making its way to New Orleans, and they'll be talking about that and a lot more. I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, assistant program director and brand manager, and senior producer of our show, Ian Hoke. A studio producer today, Coleman, market manager, Dan Barron, news anchor, Chris Miller, and traffic with Courtney P. And as always, I thank all of you for being part of our show. Hey, join me on Substack. I invite you to subscribe to Substack. Just download the Substack app. Go to Substack.com, download the app, and find Scoot on the air. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.